97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by the one and only Victor Lewis to catch us up on all things trending out there in the world. There are actually a lot of people out there with that name, but you are unique and extraordinary.
Yeah, I am the only me. I also appreciate the reading of your guests in the studio while I frantically closed tabs trying to find the one that I pulled up for this show. I feel like you saw my face. I was researching root beer. We can talk about that in
other places. We can talk about root beer. Hey.
Look, that's a lot. That's a lot of things. I'd rather cover current events.
Oh, there's a whole history of root beer.
Well, yeah, yo, there truly is. Yeah. No, Keck, you're not going to trap me in this. I have a different type of drinking that I want to discuss. Specifically, in Missouri, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is trying to refine field sobriety testing.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty cool. The field sobriety test is something that folks make a lot of jokes about. Have you ever experienced one?
Is this one of those, like, walk in a straight line, heel
yeah.
to toe, and touch your nose
Everyone
and say the alphabet
the
backward?
Everyone knows the basic gist of the things that you might have to do, but really, there's not formal rules. There's not always a codified structure, and a big component of the field sobriety test seems to be how you, the person being questioned, react to certain things. Like, if someone says, say the alphabet backwards, you just go, oh, that's the way I can do that, man. You do that noise, then probably you might be a little drunk, and we might have to have some further conversations. But the breathalyzer is the tool. That's what we're using.
I was going to say, like, there is a codified system, and it's, hey, you're driving erratically. Blow into this thing.
Blow into this, and let's see what's going on. But I guess there's some sort of legal thing of probable cause before I stick a breathalyzer in your mouth.
I mean, it's not you're driving erratically?
Right. I am confusion. I hope someone can call in and educate us on this, because that's not my point in doing this. If you are designing a field sobriety test, what sort of activities are you going to ask people to do?
Arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts is a great response.
Make a Christmas ornament out of this maple leaf.
You just have like a box of macaroni and some construction paper. You say, make me a Christmas card for your grandmother.
Yes.
And just see what happens. Yeah, that's really where my line of thought was in the, it's not necessarily the test, it's how you react to it. I think it would be funny that your field sobriety test is, sing me your favorite song. Just put on a little performance. Let me just see how this goes.
What if your favorite song is like Gin and Juice or something very alcohol-based?
I mean, hey, blow into this for me.
All right.
If you would be so kind.
Now I've got questions.
Question two. In a field sobriety test specifically designed for Aaron Keck, how is someone going to know that you are intoxicated?
Ooh.
I will give you time to think about your answer by talking briefly about a friend of mine who, in his 20s, his field sobriety test for himself was whether or not he could do a cartwheel. Amazingly, he never hurt himself in that procedure, and it most of the time worked. For me, my field sobriety test does not have to be a breathalyzer. We can just, oh man, what's the name for a device that measures volume? Like a decibel
meter? Like loudness volume?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like physical, like,
oh, like
pi times whatever.
Physical volume?
No, like loudness volume. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Decibel meter.
One of those.
Hold on to one of those Zoom recorders we have, and if you peek out and go into the red, then you're
drunk.
You
know, yeah. Because I tend to get louder the more inebriated I become.
Have I ever seen you sober?
No, not even. That's radio, baby. Hashtag journalism. So what is the Aaron Keck field sobriety test?
So my am I good to drive test is very internal. It's when I move my head, does it feel like the world is moving faster than my head is? Like, that's my signal for I'm buzzing a little bit. But that's not an external thing that I can.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually know what the test would be. I think I'm very good at conducting myself in a very similar fashion.
Everybody thinks that, Keck. I'm going to call Brad. I'm going to ask Brad.
Brad is the person who would know.
He is going to know.
Brad has seen me too drunk to drive, so he would be able to
tell.
All
right, I'm going to follow up on this, and I'm going to need to know what the official test is.